AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. He was the architect of an epic Ponzi scheme. Bernie Madoff has died in prison in North Carolina. He was 82. The scheme wiped out people's fortunes and ruined charities and foundations. In a 2012 New Yorker interview, Madoff defended his actions.
All of my friends, most of my clients, the individual clients, all are not net losers. It was the people that came in very late in the game that got hurt.
A source tells the AP Bernie Madoff died of natural causes. President Biden says it's time to end America's longest war. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
U.S. forces went into Afghanistan after 9/11. In an excerpt of a speech he'll give this afternoon, the president will say the attacks cannot explain why American troops should stay there nearly 20 years later. U.S. officials say the president will announce his plan to pull the remaining 2,500 forces out by this September 11th. In his words, it is time for American troops to come home. That will set a firm end to two decades of war that killed more than 2,200 U.S. service members. The president's decision will keep troops there 4 months longer than initially planned, defying a May 1st withdrawal deadline under a Trump administration peace deal with the Taliban. Sagar Magani, Washington.
White House coronavirus coordinator Jeff Zients says they're prepared for the pause in use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
We are working now with our state and federal partners to get anyone currently scheduled for a J&J vaccine quickly rescheduled for a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine.
The pause is over reports of blood clots in some people who got the Johnson & Johnson shot. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled Governor Tony Evers' administration does not have the authority to issue capacity limits on bars, restaurants, and other businesses without the legislature's approval. This is AP News. The judge says no to a defense request to acquit Derek Chauvin in his murder trial.
The attorney for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin asked the judge to clear Chauvin of the charges against him in the death of George Floyd. Defense attorney Eric Nelson argued the prosecutors had failed to prove that Chauvin killed Floyd. He said the prosecution's own expert witnesses gave conflicting opinions about what caused Floyd's death. After Chauvin pinned him to the ground for 9.5 minutes, say authorities. The judge turned down the defense request. Requests for acquittal are not unusual. Those requests are usually denied. I'm Rita Foley.
After about a year in office, Haitian Prime Minister Joseph Jutha announced he has resigned as the country faces an increase in killings and kidnappings and prepares for an upcoming constitutional referendum and general election later this year. Jutha did not explain why he resigned. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.